This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. So let's talk some sports with best-selling author and Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Good to see you.
Lester, good seeing you.
So let's start with the Tigers. They're below 500 win-loss for the season, 11.5 games behind the AL Central Division-leading Kansas City Royals. After a loss to the Red Sox over the weekend, manager Brad Ausma says, and I quote, "They beat the crap out of us." And that kind of tells you where the team is headed. That's where it's playing as the trade deadline is days off. So this Friday, that happens. The deadline comes. The rumors are flying. Who might be playing for a different team next week?
Good question on that one, of course. As you say, they're 48-50 right now, and the division title is long gone. They are still only four games out of a wild card playoff berth.
That's exactly what we were told earlier today.
Exactly right, which at this point—
You're optimists.
Yeah, exactly right. But there's a lot of baseball left, no question about it. So what happens on trade deadlines is teams are forced to show their hand. If you think you're going to got a chance to win, then you pick somebody up. If you think that you're done and it's a fire sale time, it's a great time to sell somebody because you'll get maximum value for somebody trying to make it. So if they have no faith in Ausmus or the team, then David Price, their top starter, is a team, is the player that guys like the Yankees, who have got all kinds of money, will pay top dollar for, of course. If they're betting on themselves, they'll go out and get a reliever because their bullpen, Lester, is historically horrible.
It's just nice to be a St. Louis Cardinals fan this time of year on a year like this.
There you go.
Let's turn to college football. Michigan's new coach, Jim Harbaugh, is working to rebuild the team. That meant tryouts. How's that been going?
Very interesting, of course, and you already know this one. But fifth-year seniors, which is a phrase that only exists, I believe, in football, fifth-year seniors, he's saying, have got to try out for their position. In other words, if you want a fifth-year scholarship, we'll give it to you, but you got to try out. And that sounds, I realize, a bit demonic to people not accustomed to this world, but I got to say this. Being inside the Michigan and Penn State locker rooms the last few years, what happens with a fifth-year senior is senior slide, basically. That you know at that point your NFL dreams are probably long gone. So you might be a starter, you might be a backup. Is it worth it to you to go through all this stuff again or not? Spring ball, summer camp, weightlifting, all this business, school, of course. And for a lot of the guys, they end up just dragging through their fifth year and not adding much and might even become a locker room cancer, old enough and mature enough to influence the 18- and 19-year-olds you're bringing in. So All Jim's really doing here, is, as tough as it may sound, is making sure you really want to do this. If you don't, now's a good time to leave.
There's a lot of fuss about the University of Michigan switching apparel contracts from Adidas to Nike. What's it mean in money for the university?
A ton of money, although I guarantee you that Adidas would have topped it. And I'm sure their bid was higher than Nike's. However, I'm glad you're sitting down, Lester. I don't know what Adidas is paying you for your shoes currently, or Florsheim or Johnson & Murphy.
The
contract here.
We have a problem with that.
Contract here might be a little lower. I don't know. 11 years, $169 million. So that's about, do the math, of course, $155 or so per year, which is not chump change by any means. They were around about $9 million before that. So this is clearly a big jump. Adidas would have gone higher than that. What's amazing about this contract, Lester, is that Ohio State won the national title last year. They're a Nike team. They're going to make less than Michigan. Alabama wins a national title every other year. They're a Nike team. They're going to make less than Michigan. How is Michigan at 5-7 dwarfing those contracts? And the answer is one man, Jim Harbaugh. The camera loves him. Twitter loves him. Facebook loves him. He's on TV all the time. That is the entire bet that Nike is making.
Wow, that's an interesting bet. So what does the typical Wolverine fan think of this?
A lot more than I do. To me, I got news for you. Adidas, Reebok, and Nike all get manufactured out of the exact same factory in China. So you cannot convince me that the quality of the apparel is all that much different, unless the second shift just really stinks, which I bet it doesn't. But to Michigan fans, it is a very big deal. To Michigan recruits, it's a very big deal. So oftentimes, some recruits will not even consider a school that is not a Nike school. Amongst teenage kids, Nike dwarfs Adidas as far as popularity goes. And to Michigan fans, of course, it makes a big difference there too, apparently. Not to me, not to you maybe, but it does to them. So they're betting clearly that as high as that contract is, they'll make that back and many more millions because Michigan fans will buy that stuff.
I want to ask you about getting back to Jim Harbaugh and the TV camera. Tell me about the difference between the benefit of a coach wearing a bow cap. That's the one with the Block M, no apparel logo, or no cap at all, as Brady Hoke chose. And then there could be this cap with a Block M and a little Nike swoosh. Does what the coach chooses to wear really make that much of a difference for an apparel company?
Not to you, not to me, but to them. It is. It is not, your estimate earlier was $100,000 or so. Either way, a couple hundred thousand. That's for the average coach. For Jim Harbaugh, multiply it by something large. It makes a huge difference. What is most likely to happen is Harbaugh is bringing back the thin M bow hat. I've seen him in his office breaking one in, as a matter of fact, and he has taken some pleasure in that. He knows exactly what that hat means. That is the crown, my friend. So that is going to go on his head, and somewhere probably on the side or the back will be a Nike swoosh. It'll be small, it'll be subtle, and the camera will eat it up. Nike, I swear, will make $1 million on that alone overnight. Jim Harbaugh last in the NFL, as a coach who has not yet won a Super Bowl, was the second most televised guy in the entire NFL, coach or player or cheerleader. All right, only Peyton Manning, a long veteran, was headed for the Hall of Fame, of course. Only he got more time than Harbaugh. It's worth noting that Peyton actually plays quarterback. The ball's in his hand, and yet Harbaugh's number two. So that's Nike's bet. It's a very good bet.
And finally, let's turn to the Detroit Red Wings. They'll start with the season with a new coach, Jeff Blashill, after 10 years of Mike Babcock, who went to the Toronto Maple Leafs. What kind of changes do you expect for the Red Wings in the coming year?
On the ice, the style points and so on, it'll be about the same system they've always been playing. That's how they feed him into the Red Wings from Grand Rapids, where Blashill coached, of course. The Red Wings' top farm system. The difference is going to be in the locker room. Babcock, with the players, had really worn out his welcome. The veteran players, Datsyuk and Zetterberg, very easy guys to coach, pretty easygoing guys, really did not like Mike Babcock. And the younger players, Mike did not work with very well either. So what does that leave you? Not much. Whereas Blashill already coached a lot of these guys, probably about a third of them, in Grand Rapids on the way up, including Michigan's own Luke Glendening. Justin Abdicator of Michigan State, also is a young player on the way up through Grand Rapids. These guys love Blashill. If he's got one, I think, thing to watch out for, is not being too nice a guy after Babcock. That's often the pendulum swinging. So as long as it's clear that he is, in fact, the head coach and his rule goes, I think Red Wings fans are in for a very nice run.
That's John U. Bacon, whose new book comes out in just about a month, End Zone, The Rise, Fall, and Return of Michigan Football. Thanks for talking with me.
Lester, thank you.